Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. On today's podcast, Pastors Jerry Barber and Scott Torres talk about some of their own personal struggles and joys in prayer. Pastors are human, too.
That's right, Liz. We are human. And while we love God and we love to pray, we have some struggles and we have some joys. Welcome, Scott. Glad Pastor Scott's with me today.
Good to be here.
So let's start with struggles. All right, I'll throw out a couple of mine, and then you can throw out a couple of yours. For me, one struggle is when prayers seem to be unanswered, when I'm praying about something for a long, long time, and it can be a struggle to keep being faithful in praying for that and passionate and hopeful about it. Sometimes I find myself just saying the words and not really believing it as strongly in my heart as I want to. But that would be one of my struggles. Maybe we'll go back and forth. Can you relate to that, or you want to add something different?
I can totally relate to that. And if I were to add something different, it would be mine. One of my struggles is coming back to God in persistent prayer, especially after I've blown it. Let's say I just, in a moment of anger, yell at one of my kids or say something hurtful to my wife or say to a staff member, for example, I'm unloving in some way. Maybe I'm giving them the silent treatment. To turn around and to pray, even after I've sought forgiveness, right? So let's say I've wronged someone or I've done something, I've sought forgiveness. To turn around and to seek the Lord almost feels like I'm laying a new foundation where I'm digging dirt, where I'm having to do the hard thing. And it's like I'm trying to earn my way back to whatever God and I had in those days before. It could be tough, you know, bouncing back to seek the Lord, because often, you know, whether you quench the spirit or you do something, it just seems there's a difference. And so the struggle of putting back on your bootstraps, you know, coming to the Lord and seeking Him, that's a struggle for me.
Yeah, I think we all can probably relate to that. It's funny, the thing we need most in that moment is to go back to God in prayer, but it may be the thing we feel like least. And you mentioned, you know, about being unkind and unloving to staff members. I'd like to tell our listeners, by the time you were unkind and unloving to me, that was that one very rare time when Duke beat North Carolina, and just that one out of 100, you were very unkind to me at that. So I hope you prayed and confessed about that. Yeah, one.
Yeah, I have. Okay. And, but in reality, I think it reveals the way I view my relationship with God. I view prayer. You know, really the thing I think the Lord does love is He loves repentance. He loves when we have a change of mind towards what we've done, and we return to Him, realizing that our relationship's based not upon our works of righteousness, but based upon what Christ has done. And so, anyway, when I say it's a struggle, you know, I think every day we wake up with a works-based mentality towards God. We've got to earn favor towards God. And in all reality, we don't have to. Christ has done that for us.
Yeah, that's good. So here's another one. How about for me, sometimes it's hard to be broad in prayer, like to pray. I read the Apostle Paul's prayers, and I hear, you know, and his statements about prayer, for instance, while he says, I'm always praying for you. And it's like he was always praying for everybody. And he was very broad in the people and the things he prayed for. It can be easy for me to hone in and get really narrow and pray, you know, like just for our church and just for my family and things that are really, really close, when I know that, you know, God wants God wants me to be broad and pray for a lot of different things. How about you? How about another one for you?
Well, to go along with that, praying broad, I can tend to pray the same things all the time. And one of the things that has been a blessing to me, really, you know, I've read about Martin Luther, who would every morning with his children, they would start off in the with the Lord's Prayer. They would recite the Lord's Prayer, for example. And really learning about the Lord's Prayer and then praying the Lord's Prayer is something that I do just about every day. But Don Whitney wrote a book, you know, and part of the in his introduction, he talks about, are you ever get tired of praying the same things over and over? And he really just lays out in that book a way to pray the Bible that is not boring. And so anyway, that has been a huge, because I can tend to pray the same things, and then having a resource like that, along with the Lord's Prayer laid out, and then personally one of the things that I do is I have something to pray every day. There are certain things that I pray on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And that type of structure helps me because I can just tend to gravitate to a default praying for the same things every time.
So. That's a great book. I'm glad you mentioned it. It's actually called Praying the Bible. And it is good because we all probably feel like sometimes we're saying the same things about the same things over and over. But praying biblical prayers is so helpful. Well, as we start to wrap it up, we definitely should include joys in prayer. And for me, I would say that the sense of God's presence when I just stop and when I don't rush, you know, again, when I get beyond just the prayer list mentality, but I'm there alone, whether it's outside walking in the woods or in nature, or whether I'm up in my office or, you know, somewhere where I'm all alone and just really sensing God's presence, that's a great joy in prayer.
I think for me, it's maybe not so much a joy in prayer, but, you know, when I studied James 5, and in James 5 towards the end of the chapter, it talked about the prayer of the righteous avails much or is powerful and effective. And when I believe that, and I pray along those lines, and I see God answer my prayers, for example, whether it be for myself or in the lives of others, man, that makes me want to pray. It really helps me believe that when I pray, it makes a difference. And so, anyway, James 5, that's been a great joy. Those last few verses of the chapter, prayer is powerful and effective, and seeing how our prayers affect things, advance the kingdom of God in our lives and the lives of others, is definitely a joy.
Makes me think of the story in Acts when they were praying, and Peter was in jail, and then the earthquake came, and
we were just praying for you.
Yeah, and he goes to the house, they were all, they couldn't believe it. You know, the Rhoda, I think, it Rhoda, the girl's name, who said, oh, Peter's out here, but she didn't open the gates and she ran back in. They're all still praying. So sometimes we pray and then God answers and it surprises us. But answered prayers, clearly, that was on my list too, that when you see God answer a prayer, mm-hmm. when you see him do something, and we've seen that many times personally and in our church life.
Amen.
Not always on our time or in our way, but that's a great joy. Well, we need to wrap up. I'll throw it back to you maybe for your last thoughts on either struggle or joy in prayer.
The ultimate joy in prayer is the person of God. If you think about it, the reason why we pray is to commune with God. There are a lot of joys, but there, I think you mentioned it, you know, God's presence. Think about, and prayer is more than just me talking to God. It is, like you alluded to, it's listening to God, but the sheer reality that you're in the presence of someone so utterly unique is mind-blowing, and it is soul-satisfying. So that is the ultimate joy, communing with Him.
It really is. And so we want to encourage you, if you struggle in prayer, then don't beat yourself up over it. We're all human. And God is your Father. If you know Him through a faith relationship with Jesus Christ, He wants you to pray. He wants you to be with Him. And He understands how human we are. So look past the struggles, look at Him, and enjoy being with Him and growing in prayer.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.